Ever pinch pennies all year for that one family vacation, only to feel the budget blues afterwards? If so, I was just like you. After three vacationless years, I stumbled on credit card rewards travel and cracked the code to amazing vacations that I could actually afford.
Welcome to Wonderland on Points. In this podcast, you will discover how opening credit cards strategically can save you thousands on travel. We're not just dreamers anymore. We're two adventurous moms turning dreams into reality. Join us as we spill all the points and miles secrets.
And contrary to popular belief, you don't have to spend $1 million to earn 1 million points. Traveling on credit card points isn't reserved for those with overflowing bank accounts. It's for everyday people like you and me, learning to turn routine expenses into free travel.
Consider us your points travel guides. This is Wonderland on Points. Let the adventure begin. Welcome, everybody, to episode 55 of Wonderland on Points. Can you believe it? We're past 52 weeks in a year? We're past episode 52, but we're not quite at our 1 year anniversary now that we do two episodes a week, but we're closing in on it. Can you believe it?
I truly, truly cannot. Like, this has been the most wild year of my life in the best way, mostly. But I think it's just really fun because I'm an ideas person. I've had a lot of ideas for businesses, ideas for hobbies. And being the person with ADHD that I am, I often start things and then go real hard and burn out and don't want to do them anymore or lose interest. That's, you know, that dopamine runs out. To make it to a year of this, and not only do I not feel burnt out by it at all, but I love it. I look forward to every single interview, every single episode. It feels like it is helping people. We have such an engaged community. It's just really exciting. So anyways, sorry, that was a little tangent, but I'm just really proud and excited. And for those of you who have stuck around since the beginning, we're so grateful for you guys. This community has been a thing of beauty to watch.
Yeah, it really has. I heard from somebody this week who heard last week's full episode with Travelers in Law, and she said she's done the same thing just since the spring. We were the first podcast she ever listened to, and now she has earned over 800,000 points. She was telling me about the trips that her family has on the books for the next year, and it was so awesome to hear from another listener that totally identified with Travelers in Law in that episode. And this week is really cool because, guys, the guests that we have on this week, so last week we had an example of somebody starting from scratch, having not really been in the points and miles game at all, and what the possibilities look like in just a short time, 7 months, first year's amount of time. This week, today, we have on somebody who has been doing this for 25 years. And now has gotten her daughter into doing it. So we showed you a picture of what it looks short-term when you get started. And now today we're going to take a really good look at the long-term picture. And I couldn't be more excited about it.
No, I am so excited for you guys to hear this one. What an amazing story. I love that we've got two opposite ends of the spectrum. And these ladies are just delightful. But before we let you hear that interview, we are doing something really exciting this week. And I feel like we're going to be seeing a lot of you because where are we going?
We're going to the Travel More Conference. Woo! It's time. We've only been talking about this forever, I feel like.
Such a long time. And they sold out not once, but twice. They sold out of their tickets, and then they opened up more tickets, and those sold out as well. So you guys, this is going to be like well over 300 people, which just is a lot. That's a lot of people. And I cannot wait to meet you guys. We meet a lot of our guests, meet a lot of listeners. If you guys are there and you see us, please come say hello. Please come tell us that you listen to the podcast. We want to know. It's so fun to put names and faces together. So, and I think we're both pretty excited also to try out a specific lounge on the way back. Although I did realize that the timing of our the timing of our home flights might be, I didn't quite realize that the schedule was going to run as late as it does on Sunday. I probably should have checked. That schedule's been out since June. Could have looked, didn't look. So we might have to pop out before the closing ceremonies, which is kind of sad because we will miss the announcement for next year's location. So someone's going to have to let us know.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. I can't wait just to meet all of our guests because, as we mentioned, this is our first full year of doing this podcast. And so some of the people that we're going to meet will be meeting in person for the very first time. We've seen them. You know, when we record episodes of the podcast, we can see each other on the computer screen, but we're not in the same place. So I cannot wait just to give people hugs and tell them thank you for being, for taking a chance on us to come on our little baby podcast when we were just starting out, especially some of those guests who came on in January, February, in our first 6 months, you know, when we were really just learning and exploring this. So it's going to be a fun week and we're going to learn a ton too. I'm excited to go to sessions because, as you guys know, in the Points and Miles world, things are constantly changing, updating. There's always something new to learn. So we are going to learn so much more and be able to come and share more with you guys from this. So I can't wait to just hear everyone's presentations and come back recharged, ready to go, and probably like really jacked up to book some trips.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually had a really hard time going through the schedule and deciding because there's always two sessions happening at each time. And a couple of times I was like, ooh, this is a tough choice for me. So I've already got like my sessions circled. I've got my plan. We are so excited to
divide and conquer.
Divide and conquer. I love that. All right, guys. Well, we're not going to make you wait any longer. Let's get right into our episode with Mayra and Joy. Here are the Savvy Travel Mamas.
Today, guys, we have such a special treat. We actually have four voices on the podcast today because we have Joanna and myself, and then we're joined by a mother-daughter duo. These are the Savvy Travel Mamas on Instagram. It is a mother-daughter duo that has a joined Instagram account to talk about Points and Miles and teach people all about it. And it is just such a treat for us to have you. So welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Hello. We're so excited to be here.
And you are Joy. You're the mother, I mean, the daughter of this duo, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about your family, Joy. And then Mayra, tell us a little bit about, and kind of who you normally travel with so that it puts a frame around it for people in the Points and Miles world.
Yeah. So I'll start. My family is my husband and I, and we have two kids, an 11-year-old and a 5-year-old. So actually, we are not in a super heavy season of travel because we have school-age kids that are involved in sports and activities. And honestly, my son just turned 11, and I offered him a trip for his birthday, and he chose to go to an escape room with his friends. And I was so sad because I wanted to take him on a trip. But they're just, you know, they're just in that season. So we really just try to maximize our breaks and summer and really get out then. And if not, mom, I try to get mom to come with us or find other avenues that I can just take the kids alone. Because my husband also has a normal job where he can't work remotely.
Yeah. That resonates with me completely. My kids are in sports every season. But what I'll tell you is we love escape rooms. And our good friend, next time you're going to pitch the escape room, but it's going to be the escape room that's in a city about an hour or two away. And then you can make a little travel trip. My kids went to a birthday party in an escape room in Philadelphia. We live in the DC area. So obviously that's a little far to go for a normal birthday party, but it was kind of close friends. So it had that travel element, but still the escape room. That's so fun.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Okay, Mayra, tell us about yourself.
I'm a Southern Belle turned a farmer's wife. I never expected it to happen. Music was always my focus. And once I fell in love with this farm guy that I came to a little town where we were singing at one point. Anyway, that's history because from then on, I thought whatever it takes, I love him. So I figure I'll probably be a city girl, turn farmer's wife, barefoot and pregnant, singing to the cows the rest of my ever-loving life. And that pretty much, you know, babies and cows and all that kind of stuff. But I always did my music teaching privately and stuff on the side, until I found points and miles and realized that we could travel and that it wasn't going to cost us an arm and a leg. So then we got into that and enjoyed a lot of different trips back in the early days. I made a lot of mistakes with credit cards and all that kind of stuff. Learned some lessons so I can help people to avoid the pitfalls where I made those mistakes. And that's about it. When we started, my husband was crazy scared that when we got to the airport that we were going to be arrested because we were paying practically nothing for flights and for hotels that we'd be kicked out. And he was honestly almost afraid that we would be arrested. But he settled down a lot over the years, and now he just likes those business and first class seats to be comfortable, you know, and we're having a good time.
Mom, you forgot the most important part. That was when we were little, we never took a family vacation. Our family vacation was like driving to grandma's house in Alabama for Christmas. And that was pretty much it. So we never did. And I'm the youngest of three. So it wasn't until I was in high school, like the end of my high school year, that mom started to discover points and miles. And so then mom and I became kind of weekend warriors and would take these little weekend trips when I was in high school. But then ever since I started college, so we're talking the year 2000, we have not missed a family vacation. At that point, our family was much smaller. Now there is 18 of us, but mom makes sure that we do not miss a family vacation. So from the past 24 years, we've grown to 18 total. We take a full family vacation every year, and it has been the most amazing thing to make up for all those lost vacations as a kid. But it was the 80s. Nobody really knew what family vacations were anyway. So
no, absolutely not. And honestly, I always tell people that my biggest hurdle in points and miles is my animals. We have like an indoor farm. We've got five cats and a dog, which is insane. Finding people to watch them or like boarding them is all very, very expensive. I can't imagine how anyone with a farm would ever go on a trip. So we do a lot of rotations here. I mean, like my partner will be home working, watching the animals. My daughter and I are the ones going on a lot of trips. So it's just really fun that you figured out a way to make that happen. And I also just love your story of like a Southern Belle musician turned barefoot farmer's wife singing to the cows. Like, this is the life that I want for myself. Someone put me on a farm barefoot. I will also sing to the cows. We're very musical in this house as well. But I would love to know, how did you get into it? Because this was not the age of the internet. It wasn't like now where we just hop on Instagram and something pops up and we learn about it. I can't imagine how you would even start to learn about harnessing this as like a hobby or a game 25 years ago. I'd love to know how you came across it.
During those years, my husband did a lot of travel stuff for a little period of time where he was president of a national organization. And during that time, he earned a lot of points and miles and all that kind of stuff, but we didn't really know how to use them. At the end of that, when he was no longer that president, I said, now, instead of just going on these trips where you get to do your thing and I go to the pool if I can go, you know, I want to be able to do it. So I remember the time that I realized how many American Airline miles we had. I called American Airlines and I said, look, I've got this amount of miles and I want to go as far from St. Louis as I can get on these miles. Where can I go? And they said, Trinidad. And I said, I've never heard of that place. Where, what's another opportunity? And she said, Barbados. And I said, Barbados. I've never heard of either that one, but you know, that really sounds good. Book us to Barbados.
You was are it the greatest. That's why I'm loving this.
And I guess these were the days where you couldn't get online to spend your points. You had to call to spend your points. That is, I can't even wrap my head around that. Technology is such a big part of what we do in this game now. That's so interesting. You had to make a phone call and just ask questions, I guess. So how was that trip to Barbados?
It was perfect. Absolutely perfect. I was hooked. I knew I wanted to figure out a way to do it more often. And that was kind of the thing that lit my fire.
Oh,
I realized if we could figure out that, then we could do it on repeat.
That is so incredible. And you said from St. Louis. So was your farm somewhere around the St. Louis area?
We're 2 hours from the St. Louis airport.
Oh, which direction?
Southern Illinois.
Oh my gosh, that's so fun. You're in my neck of the woods and I love it so much. That doesn't happen very often. Just the middle of the country. Well, okay, so walk us through kind of the next few years. Where was the point maybe where you started realizing you could get hotels involved? When did you start bringing family members, bringing joy into this game? Like, kind of speed us up and catch us up to the present a little bit.
I just kind of started playing with it little by little, and I had no clue where I was going or what I was doing, but I knew that we could earn some stuff through credit cards. So I just kind of started hit and miss, and sometimes it was good, and sometimes you didn't know what was going on. You didn't really know how to navigate it. So I learned through mistakes, and we eventually built up the credit cards, the points, the miles, and then it was just try to find anything you could that would tell about it. And I stumbled across Points Guy. I stumbled across Million Mile Secrets and some of those that kind of gave more direction. So back in those days, there was no credit card rule that you could only get 5 within 24 months. And, you know, some of those kind of things they had. So there was nothing like that. I remember the day when I applied for 7 credit cards in one day and was approved for them all.
Wow. This is the wild, wild west. I love it.
It was. But I knew that some of them were, most of them were no fee. And some of them were just a very, very low spend. And I tried to lay it all out so that I would be able to meet the minimum spend, because I knew that if I missed it, they were not going to be forgiving and I may never have that opportunity again. So I did a lot of research to figure out what I could do and what we could handle over that 3-month period. But it was wild and crazy. And I remember when I first started applying for credit cards, I would literally shake. And I would be so nervous. But my biggest one was when Joy was getting married. And I saw that one and I just immediately, you know, applied for it and knew we had a lot of expenses coming up with the wedding. And that just kind of went from there. So it's been fun.
There isn't much that she hasn't figured out how to put on a credit card. Mom, how many new cards have you guys put on a credit card?
I think a truck and 2 cars over the years.
Wow.
Probably my first car.
Oh, well, my yours
wedding.
Too.
Yeah. My wedding, probably my college too at some point, if you figured that out. Like,
that's impressive because that's hard to do. If you figured out how to put a mortgage on a credit card, you let Mary Ellen know because she is desperate for that one.
Oh, guys, I have good news. Stay tuned because there is a credit card coming that you're going to be able to pay your mortgage with. So we are going to have details about that very soon. I'm excited about that one.
I read a teaser about that. I'm really interested to learn more.
Yeah, it's coming up. November 14th is when they're going to be doing a launch party and announcing all the details. So we will have them for you on the podcast. But okay, ooh. Joy, so when did you get involved? You said your mom kind of started this when you were in maybe middle school, high school. You grew up, you got to college age, and then maybe were old enough to get your own credit cards. So did you know right away? Because when I was growing up, my mom was very afraid of credit cards. She did not, she's brilliant. She figured out how to do all kinds of things in many ways, but she always knew stay away from credit cards because you don't want to get into debt, or maybe she had to figure that out the hard way. But we didn't think of credit cards as a powerful tool that we could use for our benefit. Mm-hmm. But you kind of had a different upbringing and your mom knew how to harness that benefit. So when did you get started?
Well, funny story. So because mom started when there was no resources out there. And my brothers and I, all we saw was mom spending hours and hours and hours learning how to do this, being on the phone with airlines and banks and hotels and all of this. So we actually wanted nothing to do with it.
Wow.
We wanted nothing to do with it. We just took advantage of the free trips that she gave us all the time. And on it, like, I didn't have a need for it because as soon as I, well, even in college, I started working in hotels because we traveled a lot when I was in high school and I fell in love with hospitality. And back in the day, I don't know if you guys are like huge hospitality nerds, but Samantha Brown is one of my hospitality icons. I love her to pieces. And her show, Great Hotels, back in the 90s was like my all-time favorite show. I never missed an episode. I'd love to watch her like go to all these fancy hotels and put on the robe and get all nice and cozy and like explore everywhere. Anyway, she's my favorite. So
it's literally like a travel influencer from the 90s.
She really is. I know. So I started working in hotels and I had $29 room rates anywhere I wanted to go.
Wow.
Mom always gave me points for flights if we needed them. So I never realized that I actually needed it. Well, 2 years ago, I mean, we're talking like I was 18. I'm now 42. So 2 years ago, mom was diagnosed with breast cancer. And it was a really hard time in life as well because that was happening. Her mother, my grandma, we had to move into an assisted living center and she was like at the end of her life all at the same time. My daughter, we started encountering some really big behavioral challenges and daycare gave us an ultimatum and we had to like
been there.
Pull her out. She's neurodivergent. My goal was to get her to kindergarten. And it was just been like 2022 just started this downward spiral for us. And that's when I just had this moment of like, you know, you start to look at your parents a little bit differently. They're not like your mom anymore. That's kind of annoying, but really awesome. And you enjoy they're your best friend, but it's your mom. And I started to look at my mom through like a different eyes, you know, like, oh my gosh, my mom has so much knowledge and so much that I need to get from her because it became real to me that she's not going to be around forever. You know, like she's 74 now and I call her probably 5 times a day, and I have since I moved out of the house. And then I had to take a step back from work, and I'm like, oh, crap, I don't have lodging discounts anymore either. So it was just this whole combination of mom might not be able to take my family on vacation for much longer. I need to really, like, learn her knowledge so I can keep this up. And she's really, really good about taking all the grandkids on like individual trips to throughout the summer too.
Oh, so neat.
So she does, she'll break them down into age groups because there are some that are kind of clustered together and she takes them on trips. And I'm like, well, my kids are some of the youngest. And by the time they graduate high school, I guarantee my parents aren't going to be traveling because that's a long time from now. So they're not going to be like, let me just take you on a 2-week trip to Europe and explore like they've done with my nephews that have already graduated. So it was just like all this huge realization. And that's the point when I finally sat down and said, okay, mom, start teaching me. I'm ready to learn.
Oh my gosh. That is a long span of time that you watched it. But isn't it funny how we never really want to get into what our parents are into? I feel like it's like that with everything.
It was so time consuming. I'm like, I don't have time to deal with this. Like, I don't want to learn this. But now that I've gotten into it, I've realized it's not really that time consuming. Like, you just have to get over the mindset shift of thinking it's hard because it's not hard.
Yeah, it's not hard. Once it clicks, it clicks. And there's a lot of passive ways to bring in that information, like podcasts. You can listen while you do other stuff and absorb it. But I'm sorry to hear that that was such a difficult time. How are you doing, Mayra?
Fantastic.
Yes?
All clear. Yay! Going again.
Yes. I am so happy to hear that. Praise God. That is so exciting.
Yes.
And I know exactly what that period of life is like where you're going through stuff with the neurodivergent child and like everything just seems to blow up all at the same time. I feel like that's a catalyst for a lot of us. And like for our family, we hadn't gone on a trip in such a long time. We couldn't afford it. It was too much chaos, couldn't go anywhere. And that was kind of the catalyst for us when I started learning about this, that opened the world to us. And I think travel is healing and getting to see the world and the beauty of creation is just like such an incredibly healing thing. And so it's just awesome that you guys have been able to use that as a family. I'm super curious, at what point did you take it to the internet? as this duo, as this incredible, I'm assuming Joy, you're the one that's running the page. Yes. I would love to know where that shift happened.
At the end of last year, because, you know, being a two-income family, dropping to one income is really hard. And at the time, in 2022, I had 2 years. My daughter just started kindergarten this year. So, like, today's her 50th day of kindergarten. And it was, oh my gosh, I got to get her to kindergarten. I just have to get her to kindergarten. Yep. And we, like, poured everything into getting her the help and the therapy and everything she needed. Mm-hmm. And so at the end of last year, I was like, Mom, I need to do something, because not working and not having like something to do is killing me. Mm-hmm. And I just had this idea. I didn't follow any Points and Miles influencers on Instagram. I honestly didn't even know they existed. I wasn't really a huge social media person before that. And I'm like, this is what we're going to do. I've worked in hospitality my entire career. Mom has all this Points and Niles knowledge. Let's just do it. Let's make it a thing. Let's teach people everything we know about hospitality. And
that's
it started
incredible.
Like January, February this year, the idea probably started around probably about a year ago, like around Thanksgiving is when I first started pondering it.
You guys blown up in 1 year. That is so impressive. I was literally sending my mom videos of you, Mayra, this morning. I was like, we're having her on the podcast today. And I love her. She reminds me of you. So, so yeah, I love that so much. And that's such a unique take in the Instagram space. It's a lot of like just young, you know, no kids, no families, glamorous vacations. And that's just not the reality for a lot of us. So I love the realness, and I love that you guys are doing it together. I think we would like to know more about some of these epic trips that you've taken on Points and Miles. So are there a few that really stand out as like, we really covered almost everything out of pocket on these. These were so memorable. Just share your favorites with us. Maybe each of you
Hawaii.
Do one or two. Oh, Hawaii.
We did hold on, Mom. I went to Hawaii, then I'll let you tell some of your others. Most of hers are like just her and Dad, but we have a few really epic like family ones. So we went to Hawaii. This was probably, 8 years ago?
2015.
Wow.
We went for Christmas and New Year's.
Oh, my goodness.
Mom flew. What were there, 12 of us at that time? Mom flew all of us to Hawaii. We started at 3 different airports. We all ended up with a layover at the exact same time, or like really close to each other, in Houston, I think, or Dallas, and then ended up on the same flight from there to Honolulu. And we
incredible.
Spent the entire week in the penthouse suite at Hilton Hawaiian Village on Waikiki Beach. And it was amazing. Like, if you want to talk about the best New Year's fireworks I've ever seen in my entire life, do it from the 25th floor. I think that was the top floor at the penthouse of Hilton Hawaiian Village, and just look down the entire beach. It was like 360 degrees of beach fireworks, and it was gorgeous.
That is incredible. What does a redemption like that run for that kind? I'm very curious.
Well, my notes right beside me here.
Amazing.
That year, I used 135,000 Delta miles, 320,000 American Airline miles, 270,000 United, 15,000 Hawaiian miles, and 64,448 Southwest points.
Wow.
And then I used, between all of the hotel things that we did along the way and different things, and this also included a week for my husband and I that went to another island to have a vacation after the vacation.
Yes.
Which is crazy.
Much needed, I'm sure.
Yeah, 989,000 hotel points.
Wow.
The value of that trip with all of us was $33,222 or $222. Over $33,000. And yet the out costs that it cost us was just a little over $2,000.
My head is exploding. That together yourself, because that's part's what's wild to me, that different airports, you use that many different points currencies, and we're able to piece together this masterful plan. I feel like you are like my hero.
I will tell you this. I was I was published with Million Mile Secrets. They did my story. And then also Points Guy. He did my story.
That's amazing.
Very cool.
It was really cool when they, you know, to see it published on both of those channels way back then. And there were people that literally called me a liar, that it was no way it could be doing. And this is from seasoned people. And I have proof of every single step of the way. It was insane. It took me forever to get it done.
Oh, yeah.
But it blessed my heart to know my family was there. We told them that year, guys, I'm sorry, Christmas this year, we are not giving any presents at all, but we're going to go to Hawaii.
Woo!
That's amazing. I'm going to start crying.
I know.
That's so sweet.
It does. Yeah, it makes me feel very emotional. And I'm curious, did that wipe out like your stockpile of points, or did you still have more after you spent all of those?
We had a few straggling ones here and there, but it pretty well wiped everything out. And I didn't care.
Yeah,
it was
that's
wonderful.
Right.
No, but I think that's an amazing testament, because a lot of people wonder about longevity in this game. A lot of people are like, well, you can do a lot at the beginning and then you're stuck. You can't really earn anymore. You can't get more cards. You can't do. And you have clearly figured out a way to make this keep going and keep replenishing itself. And you were able to kind of go back to ground one and, I'm assuming, rebuild and keep going on trips. We would love to hear about you and your husband and some of your favorite redemptions for the two of you.
We've been around the world 3 times, all 50 states, all 7 continents, like 65-ish countries.
Oh my gosh.
And every single one of the trips is one of my favorites. I remember way back years ago, before Hilton increased their points values, that they were getting ready to change. And we had a decent number of Hilton Honors points. And I said to my husband, you know what? This is wild and crazy. I've never done anything like it. But I'm going to book a trip to the South Pacific on these points before the values change. I know that I can cancel it, but I know that I'd never be able to get this value again.
Yeah.
So I planned that trip. We did a few nights in Tahiti on a different kind of points. We did 4 nights in Bora Bora. And we did 4 nights in, I'm blanking on the other island. I'm going to wash that man right out of my hair. South Pacific.
Yes. You know that one? Yes, I do know that one.
That island, yeah. And we ended up being able to take it. It was incredible. It was absolutely wonderful. And I think when I got to Bora Bora and at the Hilton, with just the whole way that it's a Conrad now, we'd never be able to avoid it now. But I remember just sitting there with my feet dug in the sand, eating breakfast barefoot one morning. And the manager came by and just visited with us. And he said, what can we do to make your stay more pleasant? And I said, at the time, Joy was working for Hilton. And we owned Hilton Grand Vacation Clubs. And so I said, I mean, this is so absolutely incredible. The only thing I would love to do would be to have an overwater bungalow. And he leaned forward and he said, you go to the front desk and you tell them to ask for Jacques' list. And I said, okay. So after breakfast, we went to the front desk at the resort there. And the lady looked at me, the young lady looked at me like I was crazy when I said that. And I leaned forward and I said, he told me to ask for Jacques' list. And she goes, oh, and she reached under the counter and pulled up this folder, this set of whatever, you know. I wish I had the precise number in front of me, but it was somewhere, give or take a little, about $100 extra to upgrade to that overwater bungalow for one night. Oh, it was paradise. The water where you could slip into that crystal clear water with those beautiful array of fish that were just so colorful and just overwater bungalow. It was amazing.
That is the dream, right?
Yeah, it was a dream. It was a dream, but we've had wonderful ones. We've met, you know, from the Great Wall of China to Antarctica to the northernmost and southernmost cities in the world that I read about on places like Points Guy, and just kind of did a lot of research. So,
wow.
I could
most
go on
of
forever.
This travel to give hope to people with young children who feel like they can never go anywhere. Most of this travel happened once your kids were a little bit grown, right? So the world opens up as you get a little older and your kids grow. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes. We were going through some difficult times and with just situations, financial situations. And I felt like my husband was kind of in a state of depression. And I felt like if there's anything I can do to pull him out of that, we need to do it. So I started planning these kind of crazy trips. And when we would leave, he would become a different person. He was like the guy I married that was just fun and just loving. And it was just a different personality that we related to. It was so much fun. And then as soon as we would come back home, it would be settling down into that again. So immediately I would start planning the next trip.
That's incredible.
Joy, tell us about some of your trips that you guys have earned. I relate to that, by the way, Merritt, 100%. I feel like when I go on a trip, all the weights of anything going on at home are lifted. And
gone.
My inner personality that is fun and adventurous and all that just comes out, and it's a beautiful thing. So I love to bloom where I'm planted. I love being a part of a community and rooted and serving where I live. But being able to plan and look forward to trips and go on trips, it really is good for the soul. Hey, everybody, we are going to get right back into today's episode. But first, we want to tell you about a brand new way that you can support the podcast. If we are bringing value to you, if you are learning new things that can help your family travel more for less, then consider buying us a coffee.
We put a ton of hours of work into this podcast every single week, and it is our mission and our goal to teach you guys how to travel on points, to create a space where you guys feel like you're just sitting down with a friend to have a cup of coffee. We want you to laugh. We want you to cry. We want you to hear all of the vacation stories that will inspire you and your family. So if you are getting value from us and you are enjoying these episodes, this is such a great way to show your support.
So visit buymeacoffee.com/wonderlandonpoints. When you choose to become a sponsor of the podcast through Buy Me a Coffee, you are actually helping us get the money that we need to buy nicer equipment, a new computer for Joe. We have some very tangible items that this will help with. So we hope you will consider it. Now back to today's episode. So Joy, tell us about some of the trips that your family has gone on, because you've been in the Points and Miles game on your own, a little bit of a shorter time span. So what have you guys found, and working around school schedules and that kind of thing? Tell us some of your adventures.
Yeah, so we just really ramped up this year as a family. We don't have a huge budget as a one-income family, and my husband has pretty limited vacation time. So our trips this year have not been nearly as glamorous as my mom's. They were, you know, like my husband's family lives in Orlando. So instead of driving to Orlando and taking that 10, 12 hours it takes to get there, we were able to fly to Orlando. And then while we were there, we were able to spend a little bit more on experiences. So like we went to SeaWorld over spring break. And that was our first real trip we took on points. And we did a dolphin encounter at SeaWorld, which is the first time we've ever done anything like that. And it was so amazing just to have that experience and know, like, I can splurge a little bit here because our plane tickets were $40 to get us there. And so this summer, one thing, I don't know if you guys are familiar with the fourth grade National Park Pass.
Marielle is very familiar. I missed it. My daughter is in seventh now.
My son, he's now in fifth grade, but last year I was like, I am not going to let this go to waste. So we planned, he and I, and then my best friend and her son, because our kids are best friends, they moved away to Charleston, which was another trip we took last year. We flew on points to go visit them because the boys FaceTime all the time. But we took a mother-son trip to the Grand Canyon. And we met at the airport. We timed our flights to meet in Vegas together, rented a car, and did this five-day road trip all around. Like, we started in Vegas, ended in Vegas, and we hit so many places, both the North Rim and South Rim of Grand Canyon. We ended up spending a night in Sedona. We drove down historic Route 66 and saw where all the Cars movie inspiration came from, which I didn't even know existed.
Amazing.
We went to the Pink Sands Coral Desert in Utah. If you guys haven't experienced that at sunset, like, that was probably one of my favorite pieces of the whole trip. We saw so many sunsets, so many sunrises. The boys were so exhausted, but it was one of those moments where I'm like, I can do this. My son is big enough. If my husband can't go, then he and I can go and like really just develop that bond. Mm-hmm. And then I took the kids for a week to go visit my in-laws, and got a fly to go visit them. So it's just been little stuff like that. But I just booked my first international trip for summer 2025 that I'm so excited about.
Yay!
My son has been working on the Harry Potter series. So I told him that when he finishes book 7, we will book a trip for next summer to go do everything Harry Potter. Well, he is almost done with book 7, and I found a flight. It was a sweet spot deal on Virgin Airlines from Minneapolis to London. And it was only $69 in taxes, which you guys know that is crazy on Virgin.
That never happens.
So I couldn't wait. And it was 25,000 points, but there's that 40% transfer bonus right now.
Yes.
It cost me 54,000 points and $69 to book 3 tickets from Minneapolis to London. And then B&H is opening next year a brand new flight from Dublin back to Nashville. And so because it's a new flight path, they're discounted. So I found our flight home from Dublin to Nashville for 20,000 points per person.
I am about to go book this actual trip to take my daughter to London. I am not even kidding, because the way back is the one that always gets
that
you.
That is the killer. That's right? The killer.
You can get home directly. That's what blew my mind.
That is amazing. And Nashville is so close to us. So easy to southwest back to Nashville, back to St. Louis, or drive a car. Like, it's just I see Mayra's finger. I feel like she has some input. I'm waiting.
This summer we went to London twice, in Scotland and all of that, 2 times. But our last trip home, we literally flew home from Dublin to EWR to St. Louis. Dirt cheap.
Tell me.
Points. Miles. United Business, Polaris Business.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
How? What was the redemption, and how'd you find it?
Oh, I stumbled across it after tons of research. I don't have it at my fingertips right now.
Oh, that's
but
okay.
It was really good. It was really
this is
good. It's probably
hilarious.
In somewhere.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be digging. This is hilarious, because just today, I'm not even kidding you, I finally found the perfect flight through Virgin to London for my family to go next summer, but I need to get the flight back. And what I was finding was Dublin. I was like, okay, there's a direct flight from Dublin to IAD, but it was with Avios and so complicated, and I'm struggling to get that flight home. But maybe I could fly to Nashville from Dublin. Maybe I can pull the same flight that you did and then just get home from Nashville. So I have renewed enthusiasm. I was so bummed. I found the cheapest flight there, but I can't get back. That is the struggle from Europe.
Let's get back over to talking about hotels, airlines. Do you guys, either of you, have status with anybody that you feel like really benefits you in the points and miles game? Or is it all just kind of spending your points and miles, not chasing status in any way?
We have Hilton Diamond. We've been Hilton Grand Vacation Club for a long time, and so we've just followed through with that. And we do enjoy that all around with our Hilton. But other than that, I mean, we might have elevated status on some of them, but we don't have a lot of status. And I, you know, when you're booking with like United Polaris Business or with Virgin Upper Class, you know, you're going to get access to all of those lounges and all of those amenities. So it doesn't really matter your status. So we just book what we want to book and usually get all the freebie stuff with it. And we've even done Singapore Suites when they first came out with those huge Airbuses.
Oh, that's
on
cool.
Points. And it's just been, we've gotten lots of perks along the way, but status, I don't chase it.
I love that. Yeah. I think that's really important. I think a lot of people get a little hung up thinking that they're not going to be able to experience the best that trips have to offer when they don't have Hyatt Globalist or American Airlines status, or that's just not the case. And clearly you are here to prove that. And I like that.
Joy, I saw a reel where you gave a really great tip, and I think it comes from your hospitality background, about a last minute hotel cancellation. Tell our listeners about it, because I thought it was super helpful. I think you were arriving late, maybe a flight got delayed, and so you weren't going to be able to go to the hotel you booked. And what should we do in that situation?
For sure. So this is a little workaround that you can always do. So hotel friends, close your ears if you're listening. But what you can always do is change. So hotels have cancellations, especially on points. Depending on where you're staying, it's usually going to be like anywhere from 24 to 72 hours in advance that you have to cancel, or else you're going to pay one night fee in the cash price. So what happened to us is we were flying into Charleston for Memorial Day weekend, and there was really bad weather, and we weren't going to make it to our destination that night. Well, stupid me, I had a total rookie mistake because it was a lot of emotion in the moment, and I ended up fighting and getting it reversed. But had I just taken a minute to think back to all my years in hotels, all you have to do is call in and change your arrival date out far enough to where then you can call back the next day and cancel.
Oh, genius.
So you move it outside of that 24-hour window, yeah, and then you can just cancel it.
Yes.
That is brilliant. I have had a few incidents with Hyatt where, like, we were supposed to be going to Kansas City, and then my car went off the road in a snowstorm and didn't make it to Kansas City. Yeah. And it was like we were supposed to be at our hotel in 8 hours, and I called and I told them, and they were so nice to refund me my points. But I've heard it's not always the case. So this is a really, really smart tip, because, of course, everyone's going to let you rebook or move it. And yeah, then you just cancel anyways. Very sneaky. I love that. You said at the beginning, Mary, you said you made a lot of mistakes. What mm-hmm. do our listeners need to hear from you in terms of mistakes that they should avoid?
Basically, pay attention to the terms and conditions of whatever credit card you're applying for, and know that your clock starts ticking the day you are approved. And if you're one day late in making that minimum spend, they are not going to forgive you. You've got to adhere to the terms and conditions of the card. Make sure that you know fully what you're doing and that you can meet that minimum spend. And there are ways to make it happen. There's no reason you should miss it.
Absolutely.
Mira, I'm curious, just totally curious. Do you know the total number of credit cards that you've had over the year canceled? What, you know, not that you have right now, but that you have applied for over the years?
More than a deck of cards.
Wow.
That is incredible. And that's a lot to balance. Like, I'm so impressed and inspired.
So I've noticed on your Instagram that you guys are big Southwest Companion Pass people. We have a lot of listeners who just got a Southwest card while the personal card had an elevated bonus, or maybe people who are still hoping to get a card before the end of this year and start earning the Companion Pass for 2025 and 2026. So I'm just curious, what is your strategy? What's your favorite? Because everybody has their own way to do Companion Pass. What are y'all's favorite strategies?
Mayra is holding up a Companion Pass. Is it a booklet? I'm trying to see.
This is the old-fashioned way you got notified about a Companion Pass.
Hilarious.
And then they send you this cute little card that has your name and your companion on it. And you used to have to carry this stuff with you, you know.
Aww.
Back in the old days.
Honestly, I'm sad they don't.
I would say, yeah, I was going to say, I want that. It's so cute. But the truth is, these days it's better. You can change your companion online now for the first time. Yeah. But I still love that. That was so cute.
It is cute. Yeah. I want one.
Memorabilia.
Absolutely. I bet you have a lot of that. So tell us about, like, what strategy you guys use. Just a quick, I know that you offered, I think I saw you offered like a little, maybe a mini course or like a master class on the Companion Pass.
We did a master class. Now, Mom has earned the Companion Pass many, 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 many times. Has probably earned it in several ways, Mom. Do you want to answer the first part, like what's your favorite strategy? Because you've used it a lot more than me.
Oh, I think my favorite time was when we had when Dad and I both had the Companion Passes, and we were able to travel with the grandkids and them travel as our, you know, companions. we've earned it a lot of different ways, from, you know, earning the points that it's required to, but we always do it with the credit cards. We never make the spend because we just don't spend that much.
Right.
And then sometimes when they'll have those short things where you have to make so many flights within a certain amount of time. I remember at one point we were flying into Austin, and then they came out with that thing where if you had made so many round trips within a certain amount of time. So I changed our trip and we flew from like St. Louis to Austin. And then we came back from Austin. We flew to Dallas-Fort Worth and then got on another flight and flew for Dallas-Fort the same day, Dallas-Fort Worth back to Austin to be able to get that in to qualify for the companion pass. And that was probably one of the craziest things, where you just hop in the airport and you go from here. A few hours later, you go from here to here. Then you go back to here and then you go on home.
I love that. That's the most creative way I've ever heard somebody use that little mini companion pass. I love that so much. Yeah. That's a lot of fun.
In our course, we taught actually all the different ways, and we explained who it was for. So we taught when they do the limited time companion passes. You know, I mean, from Nashville, you can take like a $39 flight to Atlanta for the day. So if you really need to earn a mini companion pass, just go and grab it. But we taught all the different ways. Right now, I did earn mine through the credit card sign up earlier this year because my husband doesn't qualify for a business, which I know the tricks to make him there. We just haven't really done that yet. And then I'm able to extend mine just through referrals, which is another little piece that if you just refer five friends on top of your spend and your welcome offer, then you should have enough points very easily to get that companion pass extended too. So there's just so many ways that you can earn it. And I think that people in this space focus in so much on the two-card method, that you have to have a personal and you have to have a business, and that's the only way to get it. But there's not. Like, we want people to know that if you really don't feel comfortable, or if you can't qualify for a business, like, there's an option for you to get the companion pass.
Yeah, that's Mary Ellen's strategy that she kind of preaches, because especially when she first started out, she did not feel she had something that qualified as a business. So when we break it down for people, we do a couple methods as well. And I believe, I'm waiting to see if the referral points actually show up, but I was told that somebody used my link, and I think that was my last one that I needed to actually just qualify for one for next year, because I was all, my 524 was too messed up to do a two-card strategy properly. So I am extremely excited for next year to be my first year with the companion pass. I'm going to have to go a whole bunch of places. So very exciting, very fun. And we love that you guys are teaching people all of the ways to do that over on your page. What's on the horizon for you guys? Points and miles trips coming up. I mean, you did tell us about this epic Harry Potter trip coming up. What about you, Mayra? What do you have on the horizon?
We're in the process of doing a mother-daughter Savvy Mamas trip, working trip.
Uh-huh. We love the working trips.
Somewhere warm and sunny, you know, with our toes in the sand and working. But it will be a working trip, so that's in the progress.
You know, if you just wanted to line up your working trip with our working trip to St. Kitts, you guys could just, it could be a double up. It's a content making trip. It's work. It's 100% work, and not at all for Mary Ellen's 40th birthday.
Ooh, we might have to add a second trip in. We're going to do ours in January.
That's a good time.
But we have very more than fun. That. Like this weekend, because we were supposed to take, mom and I were supposed to take my kids to St. Augustine over fall break, but then Hurricane Milton kind of took a big damper on that.
Yeah.
So we ended up having a staycation instead. So my family, we're leaving tomorrow night to just go to Atlanta for the weekend, and there is a Hyatt right in the center of Atlanta, like right across the street from the Georgia Aquarium, for 9,000 points a night. And that's where we're staying. All it cost me was 18,000 points for two nights right in the heart of Atlanta, right by the aquarium, the park, and World of Coca-Cola.
It's all the good stuff right there.
All the good stuff.
I'm in Georgia at least once a year. We're actually going for Thanksgiving because my whole family lives down there. But last time we were at the Coca-Cola Museum, I was like, there's a Hyatt. Like, I always stay at my family's house, which is kind of like 45 minutes outside of the city. And I was like, one of these days, we're just going to come into the city and have like a little stay. It's not really a staycation, but get away from the family and have a little mother-daughter time in the city and then go back out to the rural area. What's the parking like at that hotel? Just out of curiosity.
I don't know. I've never been there. I probably should look that up since we're driving, because that's like the best way to get to Atlanta from here. So.
Yeah, those downtown hotels can often have some sneaky like $75 parking days. Probably, but you know what? The parking at the aquarium and the Coca-Cola Museum is also super expensive. So if your car's just staying in the hotel parking garage, maybe it's not that bad. Like you would have been doing it anyways if you had to drive down to the museum. So that's going to be super fun. I love using points and miles to just supplement, to work around school schedules, to make those memories with your kids. I love the idea that someday it's going to be a bunch of epic trips for us. But right now for us, it's all about the Nashville for a couple days, Atlanta for a couple of days, you know, Dallas for a couple of days. Like, and I'm taking my daughter to San Diego for her 13th birthday, all because of points and miles. And I love that you guys are really showing how to do this in various stages of life, which is really, really cool and really unique. And we want everybody to go follow you guys. So why don't you tell them where they can find you? And also, you're working on something fun. Give us a little teaser about what you're working on.
Yeah. So you can find us on Instagram at Savvy Travel Mamas, and that is M-A-M-A-S. And that is where we are on Instagram, and working on something fun. So we are in the process of creating a course. It is going to launch in late January. We'll start promoting it probably, I think, December is what I have on my timeline. So it's pretty aggressive. But I'm really excited because our take on teaching points and miles is a little bit different. Because when I first started points and miles, and when most people do, you get really overwhelmed right away because people jump into like hotels and airline alliances and they jump into too much detail. But at the end of the day, like, you don't need to know those details to learn how to use points and miles. You need to build the foundation. And no matter which credit card or which bank you're using, the foundation and the thought process is the same on all of them. So we're going to take a very different take on building your foundation and then teaching you what it is, how to do it before we get into the confusing part of it.
I love that.
That's very cool.
A really good idea because you never stop learning in this game, but it can be very, very overwhelming at the beginning. So I absolutely love that.
Well, thank you guys so much for joining us. This was really a treat. I think this is like one of my favorite conversations that we've had. It's just such a, such a unique, like you said, Joanna, I love that it's different stages of life and seeing what points and miles looks like for different people. And it's just been really fun to hear from you, Mara, about where points and miles started and how it's changed over the years. So thank you guys both for taking the time to join us. And I hope we get to meet in person one day at one of these points and miles meetups or on a trip somewhere, on a beach somewhere with our toes in the sand.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for being here with us today. We appreciate you spending your morning with us and joining us from two different places. And I feel like we did pretty good for a four person. I don't think there was too much talking over each other at all.
Yeah, no, this was really fun.
If you enjoyed this show today, please consider writing us a review or clicking 5 stars wherever you listen to your podcasts. And please subscribe and follow along so that you never miss an episode.
You can follow the podcast on Instagram or YouTube at Wonderland on Points Podcast. You can find me on Instagram at Family Travel for the Win with the number 4.
And you can find me on Instagram at Points to Wonderland.
If you're thinking about getting a new travel rewards credit card, consider using the links in our show notes. Using our links helps to support us and keep our podcast going so we can provide you with all the latest tips and tricks when it comes to traveling on points.
And if you aren't sure which card is right for you, shoot us an email at wonderlandonpoints@gmail.com and we would be happy to walk you through a free card consultation. That's also a great place to send us all of your comments and questions. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you here next time.